Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning, everybody, or should I say afternoon. Today is July 21st, 2014, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and In Touch Interviews. Today we have a wonderful guest with us today. Her name is Sherry Leonard, and she has been a committee member for 4 years for the Midwest Michigan Witches Ball. And I'm very excited to have her here today and discuss everything about the Witches Ball. It is a wonderful event yearly here in Michigan. They have a lot of sponsors, and they do a lot of fundraisers and group activities and so forth and so on for the pagan and Wiccan community. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So is this the fifth year for the Witches Ball?
No. Well, this is actually the Witches Ball's 18th year, but I've been on the committee for a few years now.
Okay. For some reason, somebody told me the fifth year, and I thought, no, it has to be longer than that.
Yep, it's been going on now for 18 years.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about the event and what it entails.
Well, the event itself is a black tie affair. We do have themed events going on. Every year we change the theme to it. This year is Into the Woods, so it's kind of a twisted fairy tale. So we do encourage you to wear, you know, formal wear. However, we do have people that come in costumes and, you know, all kinds of shapes, colors, sizes. You know, not everything goes. We still have a professional image to keep. It's definitely a, like I said, a very, you know, classy event, but we do encourage people to dress up.
Now, how did this event get started? Because you just said it, it's been going on for 18 years. So how did the Witches Ball come about?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, the story goes that the original ball, and it really wasn't a ball so much as it was a party, there was a conversation that went amongst some local pagans, witches, and one of the girls had mentioned that she never got to go to her prom. And so someone had inherited some money and said, well, let's have a party. And they took $500. They bought a bunch of pizzas. They got a radio and a keg of beer. And they had a party. And it was literally 25 people there on the first day, on the first event, rather. And from there, it just developed over time, and more people came. And, you know, we've built it up to, you know, committee members have come and gone, and they've all done a great, everyone has contributed to make it such a wonderful event. Now we have a DJ, we have live entertainment to start with, we have a full open bar and hors d'oeuvres. So it's really started as something so very small, and just every year everyone was so excited that it just grew and grew and grew into what it is today.
And the tickets, I know, are actually pretty affordable for the average person who does want to attend. I believe, are they $40 this year?
Yep, they're $40. We wouldn't be able to do that without our sponsors. They are extremely affordable for what you get. You know, with the DJ and the hors d'oeuvres and the open bar, you know, I mean, the tickets would be so outrageous, they would be, you know, probably double that price, if not more, if it wasn't for our sponsors. We do have just a ton of people that have been sponsoring forever and some brand new sponsors, too, that come and go, and they see the benefits. When you do sponsor the Witches Ball, you get so much for just a little amount that, you know, it's just crazy not to do it, to really support and build your business. It's kind of a win-win for everybody. It's a win for the business that is sponsoring. It's a win for the Witches Ball. And it's a win for the people that are coming because their ticket prices are much, much lower.
Yeah, one of the good perks about the, you know, being a sponsor is that you guys actually do a, I want to say like a brochure book every year at the ball that everyone receives, and all the sponsors' information is in there so that you can actually take a look at all of their ads and
oh, yeah.
Locations. information. And I always thought that that was really good because, you know, even if we do attend the ball, and I think this year will be my fourth year going, but even if you are a first-timer and you take that home and you didn't get to look at it at the ball, you now have all of those advertisers' information. You can check out their shops, their locations, you know, what they do. So I always found that to be a really good idea. Now, I do know that every year you guys tend to sell out.
We do, and we're actually getting pretty close right now. I think there is about we only sell a limited amount of tickets too. We want to make it very exclusive. You know, we only sell 500 tickets, and right now I know we're less than 100 away. So and we still have a few months to go, but yes, we should be selling out absolutely.
Now, have you guys, I mean, I've noticed every year that there's a different range of people there, and have you guys noticed that any out-of-staters come or even any out-of-country people?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the farthest we had was Australia one time. We had somebody that came that was from Australia, but we've had them travel from California, from Florida, you know, from, you know, even as close as Ohio, you know, so they do come from out-of-state. That's why when we transition, it's been the Michigan Witches Ball, and it's kind of just grown into the Midwest Witches Ball because we do have people coming from all over.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful, especially that something here in Michigan has grown that big to where it is starting to be known more on a, you know, countrywide and globally. I think that's great. That definitely goes to show that you guys put on a good party.
Yeah, it really is. It's the best party of the year, you know, hands down. And it is the only event in the area that is adult only, too. You know, if you look at all the events that go on with the other organizations, they do a great job of making it family fun. But it is nice to get out, you know, with a, you know, spouse, friend, husband, wife, whatever it may be, and have a good night out with just the adults in the community, and it is the only one of its kind.
Yeah, and for those out there that are listening and are interested in attending, it is 21 and up. Just 21 is welcome because it is open bar, and sorry, but you have to be of legal age for that.
Right.
I heard rumors that you guys were actually considering doing a children's event or a children's ball?
We are. Actually, this is our first year. We're finishing getting the paperwork together, and we are I have a daughter, as some, you know, listeners may know, who's my little twin, and she used to get so upset every year when we went to the ball, and she would say, you know, I want to go, and I said, oh, you know what? Let's put something together for them. So we did. And this will be the first year we have something going on called the Little Witches Ball. That's going to be October 10th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. At the Knights of Columbus Hall in Warren, which was one of the places we originally held the Witches Ball at, too, as well. Tickets are going to be very affordable. I would say no more than, you know, $10. We're going to do pizza and you know, we will have a DJ, and there'll be guidelines as far as how old the children can be and who needs to be accompanied by a parent and so on and so forth. But it is the first of its kind, and we're very excited to get that rolled out, you know, sponsored by Witches of Michigan and the Midwest Witches Ball, too, as well. So we're excited over that.
I think that's great because I think I was reading online the other day, and I think it was your dad who actually posted something about children being raised in the pagan Wiccan community and how, you know, he was talking about nurturing that. And I think that that type of ball where children can attend is kind of nurturing that, you know, respect for the pagan and Wiccan community and children growing up in that atmosphere and growing up with that faith. So I think that that is awesome.
Yeah, and it's something fun for them to do, too, because I know that if my daughter is doing it, I know there's other children doing it. You know, why can't I go? You know, and you've got to explain. So that's one of the reasons we did it, and we are looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun, and we have a lot of people who have stepped forward to volunteer, and we thank them for that. And anybody that's interested in volunteering can get a hold of us on the Midwest Witches Ball site for information and details.
Well, let's talk a little bit about sponsorship. I know that you guys offer different sponsorship packages and so forth, but if anybody out there that does own a business and was interested in sponsoring, how could they go about that? And do you guys accept any type of sponsor?
You know what, that's a great question. To answer that, yes, we accept really any type of sponsor. I mean, obviously within reason, but, you know, it is a classy event, so we like to keep it that way. But as long as ads are done correctly, you know, we don't mind anybody trying to help out, you know, to keep the prices low. But as far as sponsoring, it can be as low as $100. And what you get for that $100 is absolutely amazing. You know, Gordon Ireland, who helped really market the Midwest Witches Ball, you know, he has, I don't know, something like 20 websites that your information can go on, as well as your business information being up for almost 2 years. So with that, you know, if it's just a small sponsorship of $100, you know, your information's out there. It can go out to, you know, a minimum of maybe even more, but we know 40,000 people. So your information is the biggest bang you can get for your buck when it comes to marketing and sponsoring and staying within the community. But we do have all different kinds of sponsors, from doctors to attorneys to organizations to private businesses. You know, I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And the best way to look into sponsoring or to become a sponsor for the ball is to go to the, you know, www.MidwestWitchesBall.com. It'll show up for 2014, and it gives you a rundown of everything you get. One of the other wonderful things about sponsoring is every year we've added something new for the past couple of years, and I think you were there, Courtney, a couple of times too, is the bazaar that's before the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And the bazaar is open to sponsors only. And what it is we allow them to come in and vend their merchandise or information or, you know, services, product services, whatever they have. You do have to be a sponsor in order to reserve a spot, and, yes, there's an additional fee for it. But with that, you know, not only are you getting people that are coming to the ball, that are walking through the bazaar, but it's completely open to the public. We didn't put a price tag on that because we wanted to honor our sponsors that way. So the people can come in and walk through that aren't even attending the ball, which is wonderful. So you get all kinds of more, you know, just people coming in, looking at your goods, services. So you're a little more, you know, views that way anyways.
Yeah, the bazaar is always fun because, like you said, it is free to come in and take a look around. And a lot of these individuals are sponsors for, you know, and a lot of them do I want to say, like, him make their product, or they're selling stuff that they've really put their heart and soul into, or they're offering their services. You know, it is really interesting, and it's kind of a little bit of like a community, I would say, because everybody there kind of knows everybody else, and everybody's
right.
Very super friendly, and you can just kind of walk around, get to know people, shop. You know, it's not like one of those places that you go in where everybody's kind of hush-hush. Everybody's chit-chatting.
Right.
Everybody's moving around. So it is a lot of fun. So even if you do not get the opportunity to grab a ticket for Witches Ball, definitely check out the Witches Bazaar. It's more than worth it. And one of the cool things that I always thought about the Witches Ball is you guys actually hold it either within a hotel or very close to a hotel, so those that do want to stay there for the day have that perk.
Absolutely. We want to make sure, you know, safety first. You know, we've tried to think of everything. We do have security at the ball, you know, helping, making sure everything stays good. And we most of the time have gone without incident, and if it was minor, if anything at all. But we have a shuttle bus that runs back and forth from the hotel to the Royalty House in Warren, where it is located. And that saves our heart ears from drinking and driving and things like that. We don't want anybody to get into a mess that night. And, yeah, we do encourage you to stay at the hotel. And, again, reservations do fill up very, very quickly. So if you're going to be staying, you know, make sure that you do book that very quickly. And the hotel information, again, is on the Witches Ball site.
Yeah, those do book up very quickly. I can attest to that every single year. But luckily, I don't live too super far away. So normally, I have the husband. I make him drive me home.
There you go. There you go. As long as you have that D&D, you're okay.
Yeah. I have a couple of questions from people that were in the community. I always promote our radio shows every month, and I always talk to a lot of people about what I'm doing as far as interviews and so forth. And I was talking to a couple of people about this interview, and they were really excited about it. But one of the questions that I always get about Witch's Ball, is it limited to just witches and pagans and shamanics and Celts and so forth and so on? So what is your opinion on that?
Oh, anybody can come. It's a party, you know, and we do have all kinds of faiths and denominations that do come that have a great time. It's definitely not limited. It's only limited tickets, so make sure you get them early. But, no, we don't limit who can come. It's a party, and anybody first come, you know, first serve. So get your tickets early, but, you know, as long as you want to come out and have a good time, we're open arms, more the merrier.
The other question I get a lot is, how is the theme decided? Is that decided by, the committee or the committee chair? How do you guys pick the theme every year? Are we allowed to know that?
Well, it's not a big secret. Every year we kind of come together and throw ideas. The committee throws ideas, and some of them we kind of table for the next year. And some we pick up right away and say, yep, this is what we're going to run with it. But, you know, we seem to be a little progressive with it. It seems like every time we pick a theme, the world is doing that theme. You know, we didn't really have a rhyme or reason for Into the Woods, but lo and behold, I think they're making a movie this year, and that was completely coincidental, and that's usually how it goes, is whatever's big, you know, now we seem to be very progressive and wind up picking it, and then there you are. So there may be a little bit of witchcraft involved in those decision makings, but but I would say that it's just come together as a committee, and we do have a lot of people that give us information. You know, they give us ideas, and, you know, we put it up to a vote and see what works.
Yeah, I thought it was really ironic because last year at the ball, this is kind of interesting, but last year at the ball, I was sitting there, and my husband asked me, because it was his second year attending, he asked me, when we usually find out for the theme and so forth and so on, and he's like, you know, they really should do, like, Lord of the Rings or something like that, because he's really, really into Lord of the Rings, and then when you guys announced it was Into the Woods, he was like, yes, I can do The Hobbit.
Yes, you can. You can. And we have a lot of people that do show up that come as whatever. They don't necessarily stick with the theme. I'm definitely one of those ones that sway from tradition. And if there's a theme going on, I'm always in a different direction just to be a little different. But, you can really, like I said, if you want to come themed, you know, it doesn't even matter what the theme is. Just come and have a good time.
Jerry is being modest. I've seen Jerry every single year that I've been there, and Jerry always has a fabulous outfit on, whether it's theme based or not. She always dresses very much to the occasion and looks wonderful.
Well, thank you for that. I do enjoy it, and I love getting dressed up, and it is my all-time favorite events, you know, of the year. And, even though I enjoy the other stuff, but, you know, how often can you get a formal on and go to a ball every year? You know, you just don't. People don't go to balls. So it's really a lot of fun to come and dress up. And, yeah, I do enjoy that. Thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it.
Well, I think that you just kind of said it. Where can you go and do that anymore? And even if you don't stick with the theme, which, you know, some people don't, even if you do, like, the black tie or a formal dress, you'll fit in. You know, and even if you do sway from the theme and you do something out, you know, you'll still fit in. Nobody there is judgmental, and nobody's looking at you going, oh, you shouldn't have worn that. You know, it's always fun, and everybody's really laid back, and everybody's, you know, connecting and enjoying themselves there. So it, as long as you do something more formal, you're definitely going to fit in. I know last year that the theme was steampunk, and I just did not have the time to put an outfit together, so me and my husband went formal. We just, you know, dressed formal. But this year I actually have a friend helping me design an outfit. So, you know, some, I've seen it both ways where some people, you know, work a whole year on their outfit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there are just some, I mean, if you're going to people watch, this is the place to do it because the costumes that come in and the outfits and dresses are just sometimes breathtaking. Even the men, you know, just dress so nice and they have such great ideas. And there were some wonderful outfits for sure last year for the steampunk theme. So we should have a lot of fun this year with the theme.
Well, I know that, you know, a lot of people do look at Witch's Ball as a social event, and I definitely think it is one of the social events of the year, but you guys do do charity work as well, correct?
Absolutely. I definitely wouldn't leave this conversation without mentioning that. We do want to give a little bit more back to the community, and so we did turn it into a charity event as well. We usually pick a few different charities this year. Is the Michigan Pagan Scholarship. We'll fund Sanctuary and Pagans in Need. So you can definitely, again, find more information on the website. But, you know, every year the Witches Ball are the first one to donate $500 to the Pagan Scholarship Fund. As you know, which is, you know, one of the local high school students that is going into college in the fall, they write an essay and they're looking for funds and we're happy to help. Of being on the committee is to have that gratification that we're actually giving back to the community, as well as the people buying tickets and our sponsorships, knowing that their money is spent in such a loving and giving way. I'm sure that they appreciate that too as well. So we are turning it into a full, well-rounded community or gathering, for lack of better words.
And any student can apply for the Pagan Scholarship?
Anyone can apply for it, absolutely. They do not even have to be pagan. They just need to write an essay and turn it in, and everything is sorted out and award is given every year. So that's something we took over from the Tempest Smith Foundation. The church did, the Universal Society of Ancient Ministries, took that over from the Tempest Smith Foundation. So, you know, we're happy to donate to that charity.
Now, I know Pagans in Need, I believe that is kind of like canned goods and dry foods and so forth and so on, non-perishables, correct?
Yes, as well as they do take cash donations, as well as we have on the Pagans in Need website, they, you know, people will put on their things that they need, you know, whether it be clothes or washer dryers, things like that. And if people have an extra, they're happy to donate. So it's not just canned goods and food. It is a lot more, and we're hoping to, you know, that they continue to turn it into a lot more. We're very happy with working with them. But, yeah, it's a very nice organization.
The other thing is I do believe if you go on the website, you can actually find a list of the donation spots, correct?
You can. You get on our website, and you'll be able to donate you know, monetary, and yeah, that's always a big, big help too to, you know, Pagans in Need.
Well, is there any other charities that you guys are involved in?
Well, yes, besides the Wolf Fund Sanctuary is one of the charities that the Witches Ball is sponsoring that as well this year. We do change it up every year. The Wolf Run Sanctuary is obviously just that, you know, helping the wolves. So we're happy to donate money to them. And again, right on the website, it has, when you get on there to donate, you can donate to whatever charity you'd like.
Wow. That's actually really awesome because some people are a little picky about where their money goes.
Exactly. So they can actually say they wanted to go here, they wanted to go there, and split it up amongst the three, or you can do whatever you want with it. They're able to let us know where they want that money to go.
Awesome. I think that's wonderful, and I think it's wonderful that you guys are giving back to the community. What do you guys see for the Witches Ball in the future? Do you feel like this event is going to grow bigger?
Well, you know, we quite often talk about that at the committee meetings, and, you know, if it grows bigger, you know, of course we would like to do that to a degree, but there is a certain quality about keeping it to a limited amount of people, because then it becomes exclusive. And when it's exclusive, you know, it becomes a little more personal, like we're talking about, and a little more laid back and a little more, you know, if again, hurry up and get your ticket before it sells out. So we do like the fact that it is very exclusive. It is limited to a number of people. I don't know if it'll grow bigger or you know, as far as people attending, but we do want to make sure everybody is having a good time. And in order to do that, sometimes you got to keep a limit on the number of people that are involved. But, you know, as far as entertainment and things like that and growing, you know, we're all about that and growing the charities, you know, by all means do we want to see that to continue to flourish.
Now, have you guys thought about doing maybe, say, two balls a year instead of just the one? That way they both can stay small, but you guys definitely have a lot more people.
No one ever brought that up before, to be honest with you, because it's been so, you know, Halloween-themed and organized. Putting the ball on actually does take a lot of work. There's a lot of talking to sponsors and things like that. And it does, believe it or not, it costs quite a bit of money to put this show on. If it got to the point where it was too big and we had a lot of complaints from the community where there wasn't enough tickets available, that may be something that we would consider. We may consider, you know, going to 700 tickets or may even consider splitting it up in two. But that's not something we've really talked about. But we've get to a point where we're getting a lot of complaints. We're going to have to pay attention to what the community wants.
Well, as popular it is every year, I'm just going to throw this out there. I feel like within the next 5 years, you guys are going to have to open it up for with a little bit more people. Welcome a little bit more.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, even people I know who aren't aware of the event or just learning about the event are now interested in going. So, you know, I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing what you guys are doing, and you guys are definitely giving back to the community. You're helping those that are in the community, especially with sponsorships and so forth and so on. You know, I do know Body, Mind, Spirit Guide is one of the sponsors.
Yes, you are. Thank you for that, by the way. Yes, thank you so much. We do appreciate that.
Oh, we love being a sponsor. It's one of my favorite events, and even though Penny's not able to attend, usually it's one of her favorite events in the community to sponsor as well. So I think it's wonderful what you guys are doing. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners? Anything else we should know about this event?
Oh, well, you know, something we didn't touch base on. You know, we do, for fun, we award a king and a queen. And every year the crowns are donated by a different person or organization. And I want to thank those people for giving their time you know, to do the king and queen crowns, as well as the people that do the table decorations. Usually we have a different organization. I know Witches of Michigan last year did the table decorations, and this year we've broke it up to a few different organizations who are going to be stepping, and individuals who said, hey, I'll do a few, and I'll do a few, and, you know, it'd be interesting to pull this together and see what they look like, because, you know, it's the intention is what really counts, and we love the fact that people want to get involved, and as well as our sponsors. But, you know, just the outreach from the community that want to be involved and help in small ways is just amazing. We really appreciate that. And, you know, the only thing we didn't talk about – oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, the table decorations are always fabulous every year. Last year, it was actually a wine bottle with flowers, I believe, in it. I think that they were paper flowers.
Yeah, they were handmade paper flowers that were made out of old books and things like that. And the label on the wine bottle was the Midwest Witches Ball label. And, you know, I think they had some lights or something in them. So and we had, you know, they had a lot of fun making those and they disappeared very quickly. So I guess everybody enjoyed them as well.
Oh, yeah, Miss, I have one at home.
Oh, you're very fortunate. They went very fast. I think there were only 50 of them. There's 50 tables, and I think only 50 of them are made. So if you got one, you're lucky.
Yeah, I do have last year's centerpiece, and then the first year I ever attended was Black Cat and Pointy Hat. And I still have the
Oh, that's awesome. Yep. So it was fun to see the different table decorations and things like that. You know, it just adds to the ambiance of the entire event, and it is so much fun. The other thing that we do That's fairly new, which I really like, is we award a Pagan of the Year. And, you know, the first year was Merlin, David Trexler, who won, and last year was Michael Wiggins. And they're nominated by the community. People give us information saying, hey, I'd like to nominate this person or that person. They've done such a great job. And these are two individuals, the first 2 years, have just done a phenomenal job in the community of building and just putting so much positive reinforcement out there and bringing people together that, you know, all of the community people kind of came in and said, you know, this is what we're going to do and we're going to honor these folks. And, you know, you really don't get anything but an award. But it is nice to know who's doing what and giving that honor where it should be recognized. And the ball is happy to sponsor that and do it. And it's something I do look forward to is to, you know, give that honor out to somebody that's doing such a great job as a leader in the pagan community because we need those.
I think that's great, especially because there are a lot of pagans and Wiccans and so forth out in the community that do so much work and do a fabulous job to help support the community and help grow the community. So I think that's wonderful. I actually forgot about that, too.
Yeah, well, so I'm glad fairly new. This will be the third year. So.
Yeah, I'm definitely glad that you brought it up. Now, I do know that you said earlier in the show that you guys are about 100 you have about 100 tickets or less available. Can they purchase those through the website?
Yes, they can. Absolutely. They can get right on the website. Again, www.midwestwitchesball.com. And you will see, you just arrow down and order your tickets right there. You can pay for it through your PayPal account. And they get mailed to you within about a week.
And then I do also know that some locations, some sponsors are actually selling tickets as well.
Yep, that's right. There are some stores, and they are listed on our website. The only one that comes to mind offhand is I do know Mama Tracy's in Taylor, Dearborn Heights, Taylor. What city is that in? I think it's Dearborn Heights.
Dearborn Heights. Yep.
Yeah, Dearborn Heights. I know that they do have some there available. As well as some other businesses, local businesses that do have some tickets left. So if you don't have yours, make sure, you know, you get them really soon because they are going very quickly.
Yeah, and I just want to mention that for those out there that are interested in sponsoring, definitely check out the website. Now, are you guys still accepting sponsors for this year's bazaar, or is that kind of closed for this year?
No, absolutely. We still have some room available, but again, we also have people that have said we're going to do it, and they haven't quite stepped forward yet. So, you know, we're not holding any spots. The only thing that will hold your spot is paying for that sponsorship. So by all means, make sure you get that sponsorship information in. We even do take payments on the sponsorship. So if it looks like, you know, the big ad for a full-page ad and four tickets is $325, that may seem like a lot, but we do take payments. So the smaller businesses are able to make, you know, a smaller payment and make it happen for themselves. So that might be a little bit easier, too.
And one of the good things about sponsoring is you can actually get packages where tickets are included.
That's right. Yeah, or excluded if you're not going to be able to attend. You know, we do take them out as well. And if you do buy a package where they are included, there's a discount to it for being a sponsor.
Yep. I have helped sponsor in the past. I definitely know about that. But there's a lot of perks to sponsoring. You know, I do know that you guys have the Witches Ball Facebook, where you guys definitely talk about sponsors on there. So there's a lot of promotion that goes behind it. So if you're definitely interested in being a sponsor, I would highly recommend it because you're actually really getting your name out there, your business out there. You know, even when you mention at the ball that you're there as a sponsor, a lot of people are very, very grateful for it. You know, they are very appreciative of the sponsors. I've noticed that over the years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We do try to go out and thank them, too, in the community and make our rounds, even, you know, just tell them thank you for their sponsorship, you know, going to visit different stores and, you know, the autumn moon, people that don't have, you know, a full, you know, location, but they're online businesses, you know, we make sure that any promotional that they have going on, that we throw it on our websites and really promote them and what they're doing in their business, if they're going to be at a different show or if they're having a sale at their shop. You know, we make sure that we put that out there because we want them to know that they are appreciated.
Well, you guys are always more than welcome to come visit us here at The Guide. We would love to have you here, too.
Wonderful. Well, we'd be happy to come. Thank you for that.
Well, I do see that we're starting to get a little bit low on time here. Is there anything that I forgot to ask you about or anything else that you would definitely like to mention about the ball or the sponsorships, charities, events, anything along those lines?
No, just a big thank you to everybody that does support us and come out. Even the people that buy the tickets and come out, they're a big help. Their money does go towards having this great party. And everybody that helps in setting up and all the other good stuff. I mean, and of course, our sponsors, just a big thank you to you, Courtney, and everything that you guys are doing and all of our other sponsors. And, let's just, you know, look forward to this year, and I look forward to meeting everybody and seeing everyone there.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this interview was because we, as much as you guys do support sponsors and you guys do give to the community, we definitely wanted to allow our listeners to hear more about the ball and what you guys are doing. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, no, thank you, Courtney, for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And for those of you out there that are listening, you are listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and In Touch Interviews. I was just interviewing Jerry Leonard from the Midwest Michigan Witches Ball. And if you would like more information about the Witches Ball, please go to MidwestWitchesBall.com, where you can definitely find out about sponsorship packages, buying your tickets, and so forth and so on. And if you would ever like to join me for an interview on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, please email me at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com or look up bodymindspiritguide.com, and all of our information's on there to contact the office. I want to wish everybody a happy July and a wonderful Monday. Thank you, and bye-bye.